And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer. Vic and Sade is brought to you by the makers of pure, all-vegetable Crisco. Say, Mom, haven't you noticed that your family's appetites aren't quite so persnickety anymore? Huh? Sure, they're pretty good sports. When they can't have an old favorite, they'll make a new favorite out of any dish that's hearty and appetizing. So don't get the idea that you're in a fix when your ration book says, uh-uh, to meat for dinner. Nope, you just get out your Crisco and get busy on one of those swell mealtime dishes that don't have to wait on red points. Victory Garden Specials are an idea, and Crisco can really turn them out. Why, creamed vegetables make a delicious meal when you serve them over tender, crusted Crisco shortcakes. And then, of course, there are tempting casseroles with a flaky, tender Crisco pie crust to top them off. Oh, and that's a swell way for leftover vegetables to make their second showing. Or, how about vegetable fritters, fried in Crisco to a crisp, brown goodness. And look, don't you fret about their being digestible either. Oh, man. You see, Crisco fried foods are downright easy to digest, even for youngsters. Sure, why, Crisco itself is digestible. You see if your own doctor doesn't back that up. Oh, Crisco's got the knack of saving red points, all right. It's pure and all vegetable, you know. The finest quality that you can use for all your cooking. And yet Crisco costs only 4 points a pound now. And of course, being able to use Crisco for everything you cook, well, naturally it saves tying up points and a lot of fat, doesn't it? You betcha. Why not try Crisco and discover what a whale of a lot of swell meals your red points will dish up? And now, back to Vic and Say. Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 6 o'clock in the evening as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Russell Miller all by himself. The young man is at the telephone. Listen.
5 minutes straight out of Joliet, huh? Well, is it liable to be any later than that arriving here? Uh-huh. I see. Thank you very much.
Mom, the information guy says the train is five minutes
late. Right here.
I thought you were upstairs.
No, what'd the information guy say? Train 5 minutes late?
5 minutes late out of Joliet. And she's not after being any later pulling in here.
Say, Willie, I was just thinking, are you bound and determined to go to the depot?
Well, sure.
Well, coming back, there'll be five people in Mr. Stenbaum's auto beside all Gov's luggage.
You surely aren't going to suggest I stay home. I haven't seen Gov for over 2 weeks. Be a wonderful kettle of fish if I never showed up on the train.
Well, all right. It was just a notion.
Be a wonderful kettle of fish.
People will have to sit on people's laps and all.
Be a wonderful kettle of fish.
And Mr. Stambottom gets so tight-lipped and peevish when he has to drive with somebody's elbow in his ribs or 9 million feet down by the different treadles and levers and trash.
Be a wonderful kettle of fish. Be a wonderful...
Well, here's Willie. Don't say that anymore. I guess we're all ready.
Telephone ringing.
Oh, I hope Fred hasn't had punctures in his tires.
That'd possibly be Oyster Cracker.
Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Harris. Yes, I remember. Change in the plans? Why, not that I know of. Mr. Gook's train is only a few minutes late, and Russell and I expect Mr. and Miss Stenbottom to come past and honk it. What, Miss Harris? Oh? Well, gee, I... Well, golly, Miss Harris, I'm afraid... Well, Miss Harris, I just wouldn't have any say-so about that. No. No, I just am afraid I wouldn't... Uh-huh. Well, yes, you could do that, I suppose. No, not at all. The number is 2572X. Yes. All right, you do that, Miss Harris. Surely. You bet. Goodbye. I've never known her to play the busybody before.
Miss Harris?
Her roomer, Mr. Sludge, is going down to the station to meet the train Govtown. His mother and sisters are coming in from Pontiac. I told Miss Harris this afternoon about Fred and Ruthie offering us their automobile to go get Gov in, and she remembered it.
Wants to bum a ride for Mr. Sludge, huh?
Yes, and his mother and sisters. I told her I never had any say-so.
Is she going to telephone Mr. and Miss Stenbottom?
Yes, and you can bet your last dollar Fred will pull his usual stunt. Come on, he'll holler. More the merrier. It's great fun hollering the more the merrier when he's doing the inviting. But once everybody gets piled in, he starts getting mad.
Hey,
about Larry. The time of...
Listen, Mom.
Can we still recognize you after this long time, or have you grown a set of whiskers?
Hello, Uncle Fletcher.
He certainly can't go to the station.
Well, if Mr. Stenbottom says it's okay for Mr. Sludge and his...
Well, I don't see how you can either.
Hey, now listen, Mom. I'm a close member of the immediate family, and if anybody's going
to... Where is that scallywag? I want to shake his hand.
Vic's not home.
I know Vic's got home. He got home this evening. He got home... Where is he, Russell? Underneath the Davenport?
No, he's still on the train. He's not due for half an hour.
Now, hold on now. Wait a minute. I wasn't born this afternoon.
Nobody's trying to jolly Uncle Fletcher. Like Russell just told you, Vic's not here yet, but we'll be in 30 minutes or so. We're going down to the station to meet him in Mr. and Miss Timbottom's office.
Telephone's ringing.
Telephone's ringing.
Ruthie called to tell about Miss Harris.
Well, I should crack her with something trivial up his sleeve.
Likely my landlady must call her. Although I'd be astonished if it was, because she thinks I'm down in the Arabian station.
Hello? Oh, yes, lady.
Ruthie.
That's right, Russell.
Yes, Ruthie. She said she was going to. Well, did you... Will it be convenient for Fred to take...
Russell, do you know what and where Anchor Dip was concerned?
Just a second, Uncle Fletcher.
Yeah, I know how he is. Yes, I was just telling Russell. The more of the merrier.
Anchor Dip, Wisconsin, our city, 116 miles due east of Honker, Minnesota.
What people are these, Ruthie? Oh? Well, how can we possibly crowd in the auto with... Uh-huh. Yeah, I know how determined Fred gets.
Anchor, Wisconsin, are also a city directly across the lake from
Well,
Washington,
I expect
Michigan.
We can make out some way if we have to. Uh-huh. Sure. And you're coming past pretty soon? Fine, lady. You bet. Well, we're all ready to walk out when you honk. Sure. All right, lady. Goodbye.
Lady, I was just asking Russell here if he knew what and where Anchor Dip, Wisconsin are.
Were you? Look, Uncle Fletcher, Mr. and Miss Timbottom are coming past directly in their automobile. And I guess I better tell you right out plain that they're going to have a load.
In their automobile, huh?
Yes. Fred screwed the wheels back on it and let it down off in the jack.
I thought Ted had that automobile in dead storage.
He did. But he's taking it out now. And we're all going to the station to meet Vic's train.
Fine. Happy to accept.
I mean, all of us except you.
Lady, I wouldn't for 1 minute consider intruding on a private party.
Well, that sounded short and blunt and nasty, Uncle Fletcher, I know. But there's people by the squillion horned in on this little rotten ride. Still more, Russell.
You mean more than Miss Harris, rumor, Mr. Slug and his mother and
sister? Yes. You know that young couple that live upstairs over Mr. and Miss Horner's, next-door neighbors to Mr. and Miss Stambottom?
Uh-huh.
They're going to the depot.
Oh?
Mr. and Mrs. Yance, their name is. He's going to St. Louis on business. Getting on the train Gov gets off of. Mr. Stambottom welcomed him with open arms.
The more the merrier.
Yes.
Lady, I think we better have a perfect understanding. I wouldn't for 1 second consider elbowing and pushing myself into a private party.
Well, elbowing and pushing is right. Exactly what you'd have to do to intrude into this private party.
I've made it a strict rule from time to time as I go from place to place to insist on other people who are undesirous of my personal company to state their feelings in the matter.
Nobody's undesirous of your personal company, Uncle Fletcher. I think it's nice you want to go to the station and meet Vic. You'll be real pleased when we tell him. But the situation's a crazy one, and there's no sense in making it any crazier. Willie, I don't see how you can go.
You don't, huh?
No, I don't. Oh, by the way, Mr. Sludge will be here in a minute. We'll have to go unhook the back door for him. Fred figured he might as well pick him up same time he picked me up.
Yeah, the same time he picks me up.
Oh, Ish, Russell, you're a big grown-up boy. Don't shove little baby didos into the ground. You can see the situation for yourself. Don't you think it'd be better for you to stay home than for me to stay home?
Well, why does either one of us have to stay home? We're going down to meet Gov. And Mr. Sludge and his relations stay home. And Mr. and Mrs. Yance stay home.
Lady, do you know what and where Dexter, Missouri are?
I ought to know what and where it are. Isabel Fall, one of my best chums, lives there.
I don't place the name.
I'm real sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Isabel's maiden name was McFilmer.
I don't remember that name either. However, that don't make one whit of difference as to what and where Dexter, Missouri are.
No, I don't suppose. Russell, how many people does it make going back and forth to the railroad station?
Well, you and me and Mr. and Miss Stambottom.
Or?
Mr. Sludge.
5.
Mr. and Mrs. Yance.
7. But we're leaving Mr. Yance.
Yes, and we're picking out Mr. Sludge's mother and 2 sisters.
Oh, that's right.
Besides Gov.
Uh-huh.
And Gov's baggage.
And how many is it coming back?
You and me and Mr. and Miss Stambottom.
Or?
Is Yance making a return trip, huh?
Yeah, that's 5.
Mr. Sludge, his mother, and his 2 sisters.
9.
Gov.
10. And all that luggage.
Answer me this, somebody.
Hey, you don't expect Mr. Ruby shall expect a ride.
Gee, I don't know.
He'll be with Gov. They'll get off on the train together. Won't Fred be sure to jump up and holler the more the merrier and insist on Mr. Rubus crawling in with everybody
else? You have plenty of luggage, too.
As I said a few minutes ago, you don't need to be bothered about me elbowing and crowding my way into any private party.
Russell, let's take Fred Stambottom at his word.
Try me.
The more the merrier. You or me or Uncle Fletcher not going, or as far as that goes, all 3 of us not going wouldn't make any real difference. It'll be crowded in any case. So let's all go.
Sure, let's do.
Uncle Fletcher, come down to the station with us to meet Vic. He'd be so glad to see you.
That doorbell's ringing.
That doorbell's ringing. That doorbell's ringing.
That's Mr. Sludge. Go on, hook the screen. Let him in, Russell.
Fred Ruthie's here.
Fred Ruthie's here.
Well, looks like we're going to the Chicago Northern Railway Station.
Yeah, it sure does.
Ladies, my arm.
Thank you.
Russell, honey, I'll lead you by the hand.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Say, don't those fresh berries at your market look mighty tempting, huh? And golly, can they take the strain off your red stamps? With a juicy blueberry pie to fatten up your meal, golly, a meatless dinner will pass muster any time. Of course, you'll want Crisco to make the pie crust turn out tender and flaky. Sure, because these days you can't afford failures. And with Crisco and the new Crisco pastry method, you've got a combination that's sure fire. This pastry method is printed right on the Crisco label, you know. And, well, there's nothing like it when it comes to pie crust. Even a beginner can turn out the tender, flaky kind. Honest. And believe you me, that counts a lot when you think how pastry takes the pinch out of red points. A Crisco meat pie, for instance. Or pastry turnovers for dressing up those leftovers in the icebox. Crisco helps those red stamps along, all right. Do you know that it costs you only 4 points a pound? Well, that's a fact. And except for a little butter for the table, Crisco is the only shortening you need. You see, it's pure and all vegetable. The finest quality you can use for every cooking purpose. How's that for economy? No tying up points in several different kinds of shortening. You better try Crisco the next time and see how it makes those ration points stretch. And don't forget to listen to Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible.
This program comes to you from Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
They can say the next time. This is Ed Roberts saying good day for Crisco. It's digestible.